I also spoke today with Hossein Karam. He's an American citizen from Iran. He's Muslim, and he came to this country with his family after the 1979 Iranian Revolution. Karam is a supporter of President Trump. He was even a Trump delegate from Washington State. You might think that he, as an Iranian American, would be against the president's travel ban on people from Iran. But Karam told me he thinks it's a good idea.
Well, first and foremost is the fact that I'm an American, and the safety and security of Americans, including my family, is on top of the agenda. I've seen what Islamic fundamentalism can do. We experienced it back home, and then for that reason, I'm supporting the pause.
Does it strike you that if you were coming to the U.S. today, you wouldn't be able to enter?
Well, this happened to us. When we fled the Islamic regime, we were basically refugees. We had no country. We had never set foot in the States, but we knew this was the land of the free and the brave. So here we came to the States in 1979. Shortly after we landed, Jimmy Carter suspended the Iranians' visas. So we were driven out of the old country, escaping from tyranny, and the land of freedom had closed its doors on us. We were heartbroken. But 38 years have passed by, and I think I understand why. This is a pause. It's not a ban. It's really meant to get our security protocols in place. For example, if someone is supporting Sharia law and they think that U.S. Constitution will not take precedent over religious Islamic laws, then that person cannot be here. If someone does not respect the right of woman, right of minorities, then that person shouldn't be here. It's very simple. And that's why we escaped from tyranny. That's why we came to the United States, to run away with that way of thinking.
Will you change your opinion if it isn't a pause, if it continues?
Well, for this to be effective, we need to not to have the religious test. I'm not going through the fact that this is caused by Islam or how it's practiced.
So you don't think this is a Muslim ban?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a Muslim ban. I think it's those Muslims who are posing a threat to the United States at this point. That's really what that is. And I think we have every right not to let in those who are going to kill us and our families.
But we're talking about refugees. I mean, people who are fleeing for their lives.
Oh, I understand. The 99.9% of the refugees are good people. I was one of them. I fully understand that. But the fact is, among the ranks of those people, they could be those who are committing or will be committing acts of terror and use violence in advancing their goals. This is a responsibility of all Middle Eastern Americans. They need to get involved and stop those who are portraying violence and terror.
You're a Muslim, right, sir?
Yes.
So are you doing that as a member of the community?
Yes. I'm very engaged in politics. I was a delegate to the Republican Convention. And the picture that I'm portraying to the administrations and during the campaign is the fact that Middle Eastern Americans, they want to live free. And that's why they're here.
You must know people in your community, other Muslims, who are afraid because of this order. They see it as singling out of Muslims, regardless of it, that it's temporary or it might not continue. What do you say to them?
I agree the anxieties and I agree the fear. And it is true, but it's also true that Middle Eastern Muslims have actually destroyed their motherland. They're killing each other, and it's up to us and become part of the solution. They need to engage the administration and tell them that we want to help. Muslims have not done themselves a favor. And I think we have to put them on notice. This is your dirty laundry. You have to take care of it. But we can only do that with a president who's expressing his fears and anxieties of what's happening. And I think President Trump is doing that.
Hossein Karam is an Iranian-American real estate developer in Bellevue, Washington, and he supports Donald Trump's travel ban. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.